ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Hi, I'm Sam Hawley. This week, we're bringing you interviews on the biggest stories in the news from across the ABC. I'll be back on January the 14th with all new episodes of ABC News Daily.
Hello, I'm Sydney Peed, coming to you from Gadigal Land, Sydney, with the news on ABC News Daily. Greenland's sovereignty could be under threat after the White House declared using the US military to take control of the island is always an option. It comes after President Donald Trump revived his long-running push to seize the Arctic island, even though Greenland is the territory of Denmark and a NATO ally. Donald Trump says it's vital to US national security.
Right now, Greenland is covered with Russian and Chinese ships all over the place. We need Greenland from the standpoint of national security.
European leaders have hit back, with France, Germany and Britain among the nations issuing a rare joint statement rejecting any threat to Greenland's sovereignty. But inside the White House, the rhetoric is escalating, with the White House Deputy Chief of Staff, Stephen Miller, telling CNN a US takeover would serve NATO's interests by securing the Arctic.
For the United States to secure the Arctic region, to protect and defend NATO and NATO interests, obviously Greenland should be part of the United States. Nobody's going to fight the United States militarily over the future of Greenland.
Denmark's Prime Minister, Mette Frederiksen, is warning that any American attack on a fellow NATO member would mean the end of the alliance.
Firstly, I believe that the American president should be taken seriously when he says that he wants Greenland. But I also want to make it clear that if the United States chooses to attack another NATO country militarily, then everything stops. That is, including our NATO, and thus the security that has been provided since the end of the Second World War.
Today, an expert on Arctic politics and Professor Emeritus of International Relations and Spatial Sciences at the University of Southern California, Stephen Lamy, on what's really behind Donald Trump's long-term desire to annex Greenland and what it could mean for the future of NATO. He's speaking with ABC News Radio's Tamara Wern.
Now, this seems to be escalating. I think if we spoke last week, we might have said that this was dropping off America's seeming desire for Greenland. How seriously do you take the Trump administration's Greenland ambitions?
Well, he's been talking about this since 2019 when he sent Pompeo to an Arctic Council meeting in Rovaniemi, Finland, and said, we need to take over this territory and we have a security threat from both Russia and China. I don't think the security threat is real. It is pointed out in, even in Miller's statement. Greenland and Denmark are members of NATO. Iceland is a member of NATO. What we call the Greenland-Iceland-UK gap is not really as relevant as it was during the Cold War. And no one is really going to take Greenland militarily on the other side. And there are no bad people there. There's nothing going on in the country that, you know, we can solve by a military intervention. And the security argument doesn't work at all. The economic argument works very well, though.
Yeah, and we heard a bit of what Stephen Miller had to say there, but he did also say that nobody's going to fight the United States militarily over Greenland. He didn't think that military action was necessary there. You mentioned there that the appeal of Greenland in terms of security has changed over time. Do we know now what the Trump administration's arguments are when it comes to security and why it would be beneficial for the US and, as they say, the world to have it?
Well, Trump keeps saying Denmark can't do it, and we don't know what they can't do because they are a member of NATO. And so it is protected under NATO. And it's basically because the Trump administration has no support for NATO, is not supporting NATO. He has a disdain for collective security. He has been very critical of NATO, not just in terms of budget issues, et cetera. We can see this in his policy toward Ukraine. So he does not really see these countries as relevant to his security interests, which are unilateralism and making sure he can secure America's national interests unilaterally and not collectively in any way, shape, or form. This is about economics, and this is about access to the rare earth elements, rare earth minerals that Greenland has, and keeping them away for China. His policies are all about keeping Greenland away from China.
When it comes to the mineral resources in Greenland, what are we talking here? Just how much is there and how much is it worth? Do we even know?
It's about 30 to 35 of the main minerals that are on the U.S. list are found in Greenland. The problem in Greenland, of course, is the mining issues. There are 102 applications for mines in Greenland, and there are only two working mines, and they have problems. The weather is a real problem in access to areas where you can drill and dig for, in terms of mining. There's also weather in terms of transportation. There's no infrastructure. Everything is done by boat or by plane. For example, there's a company in the northern part of Greenland that basically just for 6 months cannot deliver its product because of the weather. So there are real issues related to that. And the other, of course, is the workforce. It's a very small country, and they don't want a large number of foreign workers coming in, and they want to protect the nature because the Inuit culture is very hunting and fishing oriented.
When President Trump was elected, when he was president-elect, he said that he needed to the control of Greenland for economic security. That's now shifted to national security. Is there any justification that the US could put forward for taking Greenland at all?
No, I was talking to colleagues this morning, and there's the notion is that they are probably one of our most loyal Denmark, our most loyal ally, very important part of NATO, and this would destroy NATO. The Prime Minister of Denmark said this is going to destroy NATO. It might mean something for Australia because it might mean a new security organization with Australia and South Korea and being part of that, because NATO as it existed would end. Because it would be an Article 5, if they use military, it's an Article 5 violation. And Denmark could call for a collective response.
Yeah, what would that do to NATO? Or what is even the threat of wanting to take Greenland? Is that also threatening the NATO alliance?
Yes. Oh, very much so. Yeah, very much so. It would threaten it because it's an attack on something we haven't witnessed. It would be a NATO member, the United States, attacking another NATO member. And that would be unprecedented, but it would probably end the alliance.
Does this show America's disdain for NATO? I know that US President Donald Trump hasn't always been a vocal fan of the alliance. Does it show a shift in policy or approach towards NATO and European allies?
Yes, very much so. It's more of a personal thing. It's not necessarily the U.S., Congress and many members, but they're so afraid of Trump and his basic promise to primary someone if they vote against him, and they're not doing anything. U.S. Congress is feckless. It's not doing anything really at this particular point in time, and Trump is getting away with his unilateralism and his desire to make his legacy as a powerful world leader representing America first in the international system.
We have heard strong words of support and messages of support from other European allies of Denmark. One notable, Sir Keir Starmer, the leader of the UK, has pretty much said to stay away from Greenland. What is this desire and this voicing this desire to want Greenland doing for relationships between the US and even the UK?
Well, I think the main thing that's happening in the Trump administration in his second term is that we are losing trust. Countries do not trust the United States. because his policy positions change dramatically over time. You see this again with Ukraine, but his policies change, and all of a sudden, there's 2019. He talks about Greenland. Then he's not reelected, and then he comes back again. Now it's about Greenland, and it's about essentially, it's his 2025 national security strategy, which says we are going to focus on regions of the world. The Western Hemisphere is ours. He's now renamed the Monroe Doctrine, the Donroe Doctrine, that we basically will control everything that goes on in the Western Hemisphere, and we will be the leader. And he considers, of course, Greenland is in the Western Hemisphere, and that's where he's moving. He's moving in that direction. He must remember that there's Canada in between, and Canada is also a NATO member. He said several times that he wants to make Canada his 51st state.
Yeah, and it's interesting that you mentioned that shift in claiming this is our hemisphere for the United States. I mean, we've long rhetorically called the US the leader of the free world. And what does this mean for other nations beyond Greenland? You mentioned Canada, and we've seen what's happened in Venezuela, but other countries in the same hemisphere as the United States. Should anybody else be worried?
Yes, I think the whole hemisphere needs to be worried, because he's destroyed the world order, the liberal international order that talks about rules and principles and a rule-based order. All of those are gone now. We're not in a rule-based order anymore. We're in an order. We're in sort of Trump's personal space of doing what he thinks is best for the United States. And I should add that part of the rare earth element fight in Greenland has to do with making sure he secures the mines and secures those resources for the American businesses and the American economy. And some of the people who are going to be doing business there are his friends. So this is an economic move, I think, primarily. And he's using something called coercive diplomacy. And what he's doing is he's made an ultimatum, and then he's turning the screw by doing certain things that make it even harder for the world to not pay attention to him. So, for example, sending his son over there for a two-day vacation or whatever, and sending the vice president there, that sort of turns the screw and tightens the tension of the people in Greenland of what's next. And these articulations by Stephen Miller and others are a way of turning that screw and making it harder and harder for them to not listen to Trump and do what he wants. And then he can say, we want American companies to have exclusive access to those mines.
That was Stephen Lammy, an expert on Arctic politics and Professor Emeritus of International Relations at the University of Southern California, speaking with ABC News Radio's Tamara Wern. I'm Sydney Peed. I'll be back tomorrow with another top story for the news on ABC News Daily. I'll catch you then.